there. Welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones, and real glad that you could join me. Today, I'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary, and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. I will be right back. Today we are continuing our description of the cultural aspects of the Cuban city and province of Cienfuegos, focusing today on its architecture. The original urban nucleus exhibited the colonial style of construction, which started from a Plaza de Armas, currently José Martí Park, around which the most important government buildings were grouped. In the Martí Park, the only Arc de Triomphe existing in Cuba was built in 1902, and its surroundings include, amongst other high-value buildings, the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception, the Tomás Terry Theatre, one of the three most important on the island in the 19th century, and the Palatine, considered the oldest building in the square. The provincial capital has the most extensive Paseo del Prado in Cuba, which extends from the entrance of the city to the boardwalk and allows quick and easy access to a lively residential area in the extreme south, the Punta Gorda and La Punta. Here is also located the most emblematic building of Cienfuegos, the Palacio de Valle, a luxurious mansion that constitutes the most eloquent expression of eclecticism in Cienfuegos. Before de Clue founded San Fernandino de Jaua, the fortress of Our Lady of the Angels of Jaua had been erected in 1745, the only such construction in the central region and designed to protect from intruders the access to a large bay inlet of 88 square kilometers deep draft and calm waters. Popular today for the practice of water sports, including speedboat races, and one of the largest natural habitats of the shad, a species very coveted by professionals and fishing enthusiasts. The Naval District of the South, located in Cayo Loco, has been converted into a Naval Historical Museum. There is the Provincial Museum of Cienfuegos, the once City Hall of the City, and the Benny Murray Club, also places of interest for those who visit the city, whose attractions far exceed the limits of its traditional centre. The Centennial Botanical Garden offers visitors a huge collection of plants made up of about 1,450 species, 80% of which are exotic, and treasures a collection of palm trees considered amongst the 10 most important in the world. There are two important cemeteries, Reina and Tomás Asea. In the first, located in the vicinity of Punta Mahahawa, site of the foundation of the town, it has vertical niches, characteristic burials of the 19th century in good state of preservation. The Tomás Asea necropolis, built in the 1920s, stands out for its monumental facade, similar to the Athenian Parthenon, and for having been conceived as a garden, which allows a harmonious integration between the funerary enclosures and the environment. The first international film and education show, MICE, is running in Havana until January the 31st with the participation of international organizations and projects that will build an educational film bridge between Cuba and the Spanish city of Valencia. The meeting, which is taking place for the first time in the Cuban capital, promotes successful practices on audiovisual and cinema education beyond globalized consumerism, and reinforces its participatory character in the greater of the Antilles, which has a long history in educomunicación. MICE, M-I-C-E, MICE, Habana, adopts Valencia as its mother festival, which stands out in the current European context. Cuba has the institutional collaboration of the Nicolás Guillén Foundation, the International Film and Television School of San Antonio de los Baños, and CineSoft. The film event includes new institutional alliances and a mixed jury composed of children and adults who will share several children's animation workshops in Cuba. The projection of materials belonging to the Documentation Fund of the Filmoteca de Valencia are also added to programs in the activities. And looking down the road a bit, three Cuban film productions will compete in the next Guadalajara International Film Festival, FICG, to be held from March the 20th to the 27th in that Mexican city. In the category of Ibero-American documentary feature, there will be The Origin of the Shadow by Catherine T. Gavilan and Lisandra Lopez Fabé. Also, Half Voice by Aidy Hassan and Patricia Perez. While Centella from the director Claudia Claremy competes in the documentary section. Claudia is a graduate in documentary management from the International School of Film and Television of San Antonio de los Baños. According to a press release, competing for the Mezcal Prize in the fiction section, we have The Heart of Mezquite, OK That's Fine, and Yo Fausto, all Mexican productions. Meanwhile, Border South, Things We Do Not Do, La Mami, and Yermo, documentaries with a strong social perspective on some of the problems of Latin American countries, will also be on show. FIGC constitutes a cultural event of great relevance for the city and for the Aztec country, functioning as a showcase for the appreciation, promotion, and distribution of Mexican and Latin American cinema. Fifth meeting of Identity Guitars is underway in Havana with the exchange of experiences and opinions on new trends and styles in that musical instrument. Under the auspices of the Union of Writers and Artists of Cuba, the event is running until February the 2nd with guests such as guitarist Ernesto Garcia, the children's group Senzontle from Mexico, the Accidental Trio from the United States, and the Chamon Trio from Costa Rica. From the Greater Antilles are the National Symphony Orchestra, directed by Enrique Perez, the Orchestra of the Conservatory of Santiago de Cuba, and the Ensemble Guitar Orchestra. The musical event is dedicated to the 80th anniversary of the Cuban master Leo Brouwer, and the program of activities covers the provinces of Cienfuegos and Santiago de Cuba, with performances in the Tomas Terry Theatre and the Dolores Room, respectively. In this edition of the meeting, it is planned to promote other stringed instruments, such as the tres, the lute, and the electric guitar, in their most diverse genres and styles. Lectures and masterclasses are promoting cultural exchange between dedicated musicians and students of the Artistic Education Centers of Cuba. And that's it from me for today on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.